Hey, Tiffany. It's Michelle Landa. I'm from Specialty Automotive. Sorry I missed your phone call. So a few questions for you. I got your email. We literally cannot afford to pay the $5,500 whatever next month. Like, that's not even an option. We have rent that's $4,000, and then that takes up the majority of our check until the middle of the month. And so there's no way that we can do that. We're not going to have enough shop work to be able to afford $9,000 or $10,000 essentially for rent and for insurance. So that option of paying them the $5,000 whatever is out of question because we literally cannot afford it. Second is when it's open enrollment, because Kyle's going to talk to Richie and we might just have to end up just going the open enrollment route and just putting him on there. But then I guess the other option is if we were just to back pay Richie, like the $1,300 that Hunter said that we paid them, or paid Richie or took money, would that solve all the issues too? But I guess the best option is just going to be putting Richie back on open enrollment, but we just need to know when the next open enrollment date is, because we, like I said, we cannot afford that $5,550, and it's really crappy that they will not accept the payment plan when this is literally their fault. So that is out of the question. So again, just trying to see when open enrollment will be, and then I will have Kyle talk to Richie since I'm not in the office today. To see if he would be fine waiting for open enrollment, obviously depending on when it is. All right, Tiffany, thank you. Bye.